Das Chazor ist sicher nicht mit der Bach, ich habe es geschlagen mit Ram Yehuda. Mit der Bach ist Dach beim Gimel. Mischa said, Hasebu Echem Mevorech. Rav said, only bread needs a Seba in order to be considered a group that one person can make the Bracha for everybody else. But wine, even without a Seba, it would be considered a group that one person can make the Bracha. Rav Yechanan says that even wine, there has to be a Seba in order for it to be considered a group for Bracha. Another version of the Machlekes is that Rav said that only for bread does it even help a Seba to make it a group, but wine can never be considered a group even with a Seba. Rav Yechanan says that even wine with a Seba would be considered a group. Mar brings a brisa which first says that gives how they would go in for a suda and says that first they would all sit down and drink wine and everyone would make their own bracha. They would then go into the proper dining room and they would all do a seba, and then it says when they would drink wine that one would make the bracha for everybody. From the fact in the ratio that it says that since they're sitting everyone has to make their own bracha, that's fair according to Rav in the first lashon, which says that wine even when without a seba you can make one bracha. Mar says it's different because that's talking about a case of guests, and guests are, they know they're going to be moved. And that's why just sitting there is not enough to make them a group. But according to the Lashon, that says that Rav says that Haseba doesn't even help for wine altogether. So at the end of the Braisa, over there, the Seifa, which says that when they were leaning, once they did Haseba, then one can make a bracha for all of them in the wine, that's fair according to that Lashon. Where it says, since they did Haseba for the bread, they considered a group, so the wine that comes along in that meal, of course, is considered, they're considered to be a group for that as well. Misha said if wine comes during the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. Ben Zayma explained that since they're during the meal and everyone's eating, they can't concentrate on the one making a bracha for them, therefore everyone has to make their own bracha, and they can't be mitzvah with someone else. Misha says the one who made the bracha on the wine is also the one who's given to make the bracha on the besamim. Where it says this means that even if there's someone who's more chashuv than him there, then still, since he made the bracha on the wine, he's given to make the bracha on the besamim. It's a raya to Rav who says similarly that the one who is given to wash mayim acharonim first is the one who's given to bench. Rav Zeira, in the name of Rava Bar Yirmiya, said that the proper time to make the bracha on this incense type of besamim is when the smoke starts rising. Rav Zeira asked, but he has not yet smelled it. How can you make a bracha if he didn't yet smell it? He said, every time you make a bracha, you make hamaitzi. You didn't eat it yet. But that's where you make the bracha as close as possible to the time that you're going to have the hana. We said in the name of Rav that on all migmaris, all type of incense, you make a boyer atzei besamim, except for the mushk, which actually comes, it's an animal derivative, and therefore you make a boyer mei besamim. Mari asked from a brisa that says that there are only a few things that you actually make a boyer atzei besamim on, not everything. Mar says to Yofta, Rav Chista asked Rav Yitzchak, what bracha do you make on balsam oil? Rav Yitzchak said that Rabbi Yehuda would say you make a bayre shemen artzenu. He says, but the others, like Rabbi Yochanan, would say you make a bayre shemen orev. Vadabar Ahava said on kosht you make a bayre atzev esamim, but the oil that you soak it into, you do not make that bracha. Rav Kahana says even the oil that you soak it into, you make that bracha, but the oil that you grind it into, you don't. Nardo said even the oil that you grind it into, you make that bracha as well. Gidl Merav said on this simlak plant, you make a bayre atzev esamim. Chananel Merav said on shibalis ner, you also make a bayre atzev esamim. Rav Meshashia said on the garden narkoim, you make a bayir atzeh b'samim. On the wild narkoim, you make a bayir ispeh b'samim. Shesha said on violets, you make a bayir ispeh b'samim. As Ritra said, if you smell a fruit that smells good like an esrig, you make a bayir baruch shenosan reach toiv b'peiros. Yehuda said, if in Nisan you see a tree blooming, you make the bracha like we make today. Rezutta Batuya, the name of Rav, explained that how you know you make a bracha on smell, on fragrance altogether, based on the pasuk Koil HaNeshama Tahalal Ka. What's the one thing that a neshama has hana from, but really the rest of the guf does not? That is Reach. And you see, you have to make a Tahalal Ka, you have to make a bracha. Mer brings in a number of drushas from Rezutta Batuya, the name of Rav, one of which is the famous drusha, that it's Noyach Leila Adam Shiyapal Astamai Lasoy Kivshana Eish, Vial Yalbim Pnei Chaveri Berav. We learned enough from Tamar that she was ready to get herself, let her allow herself to be burned rather than to embarrass Yehuda. Bryce says if someone's brought fragrant oil and a hadas to make a bracha on, Bishami say first you make a bracha on the fragrant oil and then on the hadas. Beis Hillel say first you make on the hadas then on the fragrant oil. Rabbi Gamliel says, I will come out according to Beis Shammai because shemen has two uses. It has the fragrance and it has, and you can anoint with it, whereas hadas only has the fragrance. Rabbi Yechon and Paskin's like Rabbi Gamliel. Another brisa says if they brought shemen for smelling and wine for drinking, Shammai say first you make a bracha on the shemen and then on the wine. Beis Hillel say first you make a bracha on the wine and then on the shemen. Brisa says after smearing the oil on the hands, you should make sure to get rid of the extra oil from the hands. You should rub it on the head of the shamash, but if the shamash is a talmud chacham, then you just wipe your hands on the wall, because it's not proper for a talmud chacham to go out into the street when he smells like a perfume. Bryce says that there are six things that are not proper for a talmud chacham. He should not go out into the street when he smells like a perfume. Where it says this is in a place where there's a chshad for mishkav zachar. He should not go out by himself at night. Again, this is a chshad that people will think he's going to meet a zayna. He should not go out with patched shoes. Where it ends up saying this is only when there's a patch on top of a patch, and only when it's on top, and only when he's walking outside in the street. He should not speak with a woman out in the street. If Chista later explains, means even his own wife. And Bryce says even his own wife, his own sister, his own daughter. because not everyone knows that these women are related to him. He should not be masiv with a group of Amoratzim. They're afraid maybe he'll be drawn with them. And he should not be the last one to enter the Beis Medrash. People shouldn't think that he's lazy. Others add that also a Talmid Chacham is not proper to take large steps. Mark explains because that takes away from a person's eyesight. And also he should not walk standing very, with a Kaim Zakufa, standing very upright. We've learned, because that someone who does so is like he's Kaviyachal pushing away the Shechina.